It's time to play the puzzle. The first puzzle of 2024. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Aisha, and Happy New Year.
Same to you. So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Sandy Weiss of Chicago. I said, think of a famous movie title in four letters, change one letter and anagram the result to name another movie that came out 20 years later, then change one letter in that and anagram the result to name a third movie that came out 29 years after the second one. What movies are these? The answers are Dr. No, Tron, and Thor.
Oh my goodness. There were more than 700 correct entries, and Tom Mosbrugger of Columbus, Ohio is our puzzle winner. Congratulations, Tom.
Thank you so much.
So I'm guessing, were you, instead of staying out, you know, partying on New Year's Eve, were you sitting there figuring out this puzzle?
Yes, I had some help weathering a cold.
How did you figure this out?
I sort of treated it as a math problem of just like figuring out how early the first movie would have had to be from, and then just look up four-letter movie titles and you get a whole bunch. So just grinding through it, really. Nothing too elegant.
Oh, wow. No, well, great job. How long have you been playing the puzzle overall?
It was probably about a dozen years ago that a friend introduced me to the puzzle on a road trip.
Okay. And what do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I'm a librarian, so I like to read a lot, and I also really enjoy hiking.
Okay. Well, we love librarians over here, so that's great. Tom, I gotta ask you, but I gotta imagine you great with words, but are you ready to play the puzzle?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Tom and Aisha. Every answer today is a word that starts with a silent letter. You identify the words from their anagrams. For example, if I said tang, T-A-N-G, you would say gnat, which starts with a silent G. So here you go. Number one is bonk, B-O-N-K.
Knob.
That's it. Hangs, H-A-N-G-S.
Nash.
That is correct. Lamps, L-A-M-P-S.
Psalm.
Good one. Naked, N-A-K-E-D.
Need.
You got it. Shire, S-H-I-R-E.
So what would Tolkien say?
I know.
Hires.
Well, the hires, almost, the H is spoken there, but you got the right first letter.
Okay. Heirs.
Heirs is it. Good. Ethnos. E-T-H-N-O-S.
This one, I am at a loss.
Yeah, those silent H's are tricky.
Yeah, I am stumped on this one.
It's a good adjective to describe as a way to describe someone.
Oh yes. Honest. Thank you.
Honest is it. Good.
Honest. Oh, my goodness.
How about dangler? D-A-N-G-L-E-R.
I want it to be G-N.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's an adjective.
Oh, like a gnarled.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Exactly, gnarled. Like gnarled.
Gnarled.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for saving me.
Not
there.
Just like it. It is gnarled.
It is gnarled. Oh, my goodness.
And here's your last one, CNN Mimeo. That's CNN, like the news channel, M-I-M-E-O.
Oh, this has to be a mnemonic, right?
Mnemonic is correct. Good job.
Whoa.
Wow, that was a tough one. But Tom, you just ran away with it. Like, how do you feel?
Good and humbled. Thank you for helping me with gnarled.
No, you did a great job for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about the puzzle and its prizes at npr.org/puzzle. And Tom, what member station do you listen to?
I just moved from Cincinnati, where I was a member of WVXU. And we'll have to switch it to WOSU in Columbus.
That's Tom Mosbrugger of Columbus, Ohio. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much. Have a great 2024.
You too. Okay, well, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Steve Baggish of Arlington, Massachusetts. Name certain weapons, remove the middle four letters, and the remaining letters spelled backward, describe what these weapons do. What is it? So again, certain weapons, remove the middle four letters, the remaining letters spelled backward, describe what these weapons do. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, January 11th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Aisha. Happy New Year.